Well, John, before we look at Tyrone and Derry tomorrow in Healy Park, overall, looking at the championship, the general feeling is, I think it's Tyrone, Monaghan, Donegal, the big three.
I suppose, Tom, that's the way most people are looking at it right now. But you know yourself, Tom, you know, somebody could, a surprise could come out there. Like Fermanagh last year, we but Fermanagh kind of surprised people and made it, you know, right up to the semi. So like it's a situation where players and teams get themselves sorted, Tom, and they can, you know, when a team gets themselves in the right frame of mind, they can go out, Tom, you know, and beat a game, or beat a team on a one-off game. You know, like for instance on Sunday when Tyrone play Derry, like there's nothing to say Derry can't go and win that match. So it's you know there's obviously the three top teams, but I still see myself like a lot of people are tipping Tyrone, but I personally still feel that Donegal, in my opinion, Tom, still have the best panel of players in Ulster, especially in the forward line. You know, they're still, you know, the likes of Michael Murphy and now McBurdy back on the show again, and McHugh running a bit of the way he runs and makes things happen. I still feel they're equipped. They're the best equipped team up front anyway in Ulster. Like so, when I look through them, I still feel that Donegal are the team to beat, Tom, to be honest with you now.
Anyway, looking ahead to Sunday, Mickey Hart has made three changes or handed three debuts to.
Yeah, Tom, he's handed them lads a starting role, but to be fair, like they've shown up well through the league. Like Kennedy has played basically most of the games in the league, and you know, anytime I've seen him, I was very impressed by him. He's a young lad, he's big, he's strong, and he's definitely worth his place, Tom. To be honest with you now, again. Similarly, I've been very impressed by Ian McDonald, the Eric O'Kearn man. He has been in the panel for a couple, you know, he's been there maybe 2 years, I think, at this stage, Tom, but, he, you know, he's sort of made a mark in the league this year and he's got himself well into it. And again, I would feel he's definitely well worth his place there, playing very well. And young Cassidy, he played against Galway last day out, Tom, and I would be giving him nearly man of the match the way he played. So I would be happy with the men he's introduced, Tom, the new lads. You know, and you blend that with the bit of experience that Tyrone have, you know, it does look a fairly formidable team, to be honest with you, Tom, in fairness. Like.
And I suppose with Colm Cavanagh in the subs, plenty of reserve strength.
I suppose, again, when you look at the bench, you know, Michael Iskey still there, Colm Cavanagh. Colm, by all accounts, is just not 100% up to fitness at the minute. He didn't play any league football apart from one match, so... You know, he's there in reserve. So it's good to have people to get Tom in the bench as well because, you know, at this stage of the year now, we know that, you know the game is all about, you know, your squad and what you've got in reserve, especially 15, 20 minutes to go. You need men to throw in. And so who better to throw into in a game like Derry and Tyrone, only Colm Cavanagh, the way he's playing, the way he plays, you know. So I'll be happy enough too, Tom, with the way they're set up and position-wise. They've stuck with that latter stage of the league, the way they've played. So, you know, as I say, the team for me personally looks fairly strong, and with these new deputies in, I would say, you know, it's going to make for a good game, you know.
And tell me, you mentioned the latter stage of the leagues. Tyrone really kind of changed midstream, didn't they? Changed their style and went more for long ball and really paid dividends.
Yeah, I don't know whether, Tom, to be honest, I don't know whether this was forced on him, or like he decided, maybe it might have been the fact that, you know, the rule that had been introduced for the league, the mark, the inside mark, maybe that was what contributed to maybe to the change, or maybe just there was a conscious decision made to change the system, and they knew themselves that, you know, the management knew themselves that, you know, we weren't going to make progress, Tom. You know, we got to an Ireland final last year, and we're still found wanting last year, so. You know, they've seen themselves, you know, the progression they've made can go no further with the system that had been playing. So, you know, what a better time to do it in the league that they've done, especially in the latter stages, that they changed the system slightly. And, you know, it paid dividends, Tom. They played a far better brand of football. They got far more out of the players as well. Like, there was more, like, you know, McShane up front, they got a lot more out of him. And the way that Matty was playing and Peter Hart, the movement, you know, up front, you know, a lot of diagonal balls and stuff, I felt that it was refreshing to see, Tom, from a Tyrone point of view, from a spectator's point of view. It was great, and hopefully now going forward, you know, it'll be used. But Tom, you know yourself, when it comes to playing championship football, especially local derbies like Tyrone and Derry, you know, Tyrone, like, there's no saying that, you know, Mickey won't go back to what was tried and tested before, you know, to keep things safe. So it's hard to know really how he'll pan it out. But as I say, I still feel that looking at the way the team has been selected, I feel that he's probably still going to continue on the way he had been going, as I say, at the latter stages there.
And you mentioned, obviously, Derry down in Division 4, won all their games, came straight through back up to Division 3 again. But that is a big gulf in the standard in which they were playing all year. And
the most, Tom, you have to look at it. There is a difference in standard, that's obvious, but you have to still take Derry and look at the way they've... The way they've come through the league, you know, they've come through unbeaten. They've won the league, got themselves promotion. And Tom, that in itself, you know, helps confidence in the players. It helps build up, you know, the team spirit that's required. You know, that winning mentality. It's great. So, Tom, I would feel, you know, they're in a good place right now, Tom. Look at this. Yes, it's Division 4, and you know, people, you can knock it if you want, but the bottom line is, Tom, they went out, they won the league, and they've got themselves now in a situation where they're playing with a bit of confidence, a wee bit of flair as well, that you always associate with Derry teams. So I feel they're in a good place, Tom, so I wouldn't be that confident that Tyrone's going to go there and going to play on Sunday in Healy Park and make a beat them up the way people are talking about it. I still feel we're in a level playing field, basically, when it comes on Sunday. Yes, we played at Division 1, they played Division 4. But we know yourself on the break, Tom, and you have to rebuild back to championship, from league to championship. You know, the teams have to go back, they have to do their training. Everything's about getting yourself, you know, up for this big match on Sunday. So the teams are on a level playing field when it comes to that, Tom. And preparation-wise now, Tom, you know, most teams, no matter what division they're playing in, Tom, you know, they're basically doing the same type of training, the same type of conditioning. You know, when it comes to analysing teams, you know, the backroom teams, they're all, you know, it's all there, Tom, no matter what division you're in, especially in Ulster. You know, I still feel that Ulster teams are leading their way and a lot of these kind of things. So, look, I still feel that Derry are there, Tom. They're there on merit at this stage, and I wouldn't be surprised if Derry could be, if Derry end up beating us on Sunday, but I'm hoping not.